Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Virals reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliva out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Grant. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Grant reaches third base with a triple. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Grant scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.